Was there more data presented from this overview with further follow-up that provides a better feel of the time course of recurrence of ER-positive versus ER-negative?
Yes, there were some interesting results in that regard. If you looked at the trials, particularly the first-generation trials, so you're looking at chemotherapy versus no chemotherapy, there was an interesting result. And the interesting result was if you looked in any given time period, so you look at, say, the early time period where chemotherapy knocks out recurrences most effectively, interestingly enough, it actually knocked them out in an equal sense in ER-positive and negative patients. And if you looked at the mid-time period, you saw them knocking them out in equal sense. If you looked at a late time period, although the data begins to get noisy, and amongst other things, the effectiveness against late relapse of those regimens becomes lower in both for ER-positive and negative patients, seem to decrease to about the same level. Now, if you say that, then you say, well, for those first-generation regimens, ER-positive and negative should have benefited equally. But that's not true. And the reason why that's not true is because the ER-negative patients tend to have their relapses in that early time period when the therapy is most effective in knocking out those relapses, whereas the ER-positive patients are tending to have their relapses more toward later, say after 3 years, more of them are occurring. And so those patients, when you look at cumulatively what the impact of therapy is after 10 years, you see a difference. And that is, you see that the ER-negative patients seem to get more benefit, and that's because their relapses are occurring. So I think there's going to be some interesting insights that come up from looking at actually the time periods of early versus late relapse. And what I think we already see, that there are some important differences between ER-negative and ER-positive patients. Of course, that's been seen before, but the thing that hasn't been really seen, and we don't from individual trials really have enough evidence, is we haven't really seen before that the effectiveness in given time intervals between ER-positive and negative looks rather similar, which to me is a surprise, but does emphasize that the time course of recurrence is very important and is different between ER-positive and negative patients.
Is there a rule of thumb that you can provide to calculate that? And I know you have that in your Adjuvant Online.
Right. I think that in Adjuvant Online, when it does it solely for node-positive versus node-negative patients, because it's looking at late relapse as to whether or not you should give hormonal therapy. And in that case, the relapse rates are somewhat higher in node-positive patients than node-negative patients, but they're not as dramatically different as they are during the first time period. And so for node-positive patients, on average, it was about 4% per year. And for node-negative patients, it was about 2% per year.